Good morning. Welcome back to the second hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, horticulturist, landscape designer, and author. Tony and I love to grow our tomatoes and peppers. We like cowhorn and banana peppers and, of course, herbs. Do you like to grow your own food? If not, why don't you? Some of the reasons could be not enough time, not enough space. You don't know how. Well, you can always call us, but we may have the perfect answer for you with this hour's guest. Leah Brooks believes that everyone can grow some food no matter where they live and that the benefits of gardening go far beyond healthy produce. Leah will be joining us in a few minutes. We're also taking your calls at 407-916-5400, or you can text us at 23680. I'm joining Tom and Joni. Tom Benson's at the controls. Stay tuned for this Better Lawns and Gardens on Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika and West Nile virus. But Summit Mosquito Dunks kill mosquitoes before they're old enough to bite. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, or wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers, hardware stores, and online retailers. Or visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com. That's SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now at Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Good morning and welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Over the last few months, I think more and more people are realizing the mental health benefits of gardening. Just knowing that you can provide some food from your own yard is comforting to me. I think, you know, what if you don't have a lot of yard, though, or space to grow your own food? Well, Leah Brooks of Orange City has had the opportunity to work with many groups of gardeners, from special learning needs students to Volusia County inmates, and she's helped them raise thousands of pounds of food, yes, thousands of pounds of vegetables and fruit in small spaces. You'll want to stay tuned to hear her story. Thank you for stopping by for the second hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. You can be part of our program by calling 407-916-5400. 5400, or you can text at 23680. You want to check out the webpage for July. It's up. You check out betterlawns.com, and Tom's got his gotta-dos and what's blooming. Joni's got her three C's up there. You'll want to find out what those are. And you can also send an email in directly to Tom for him to answer. Tom Benson's at the controls. Joni and Tom and I are, we're all in our home offices, and we're ready for your calls and questions in the next half hour. We're all here for hour number two and talking about small space gardening. Tom, the latest garden trend for small space gardens encourages everyone to grow flowers and food, even if you're dealing with a limited space. How do you feel about small space gardening?
Love it. You know, this takes me way back, way, way back when I was a college student. I was never without a garden, even though it was on my balcony. And I would have containers, and I would actually train vines up a trellis on the balcony. I think I must have one of the prettiest balconies. And, you know, I was producing tomatoes and all different kind of vegetables there, too.
Wow. So
it takes me way back. We still have plants in containers. Joni and I will grow tomatoes. We'll grow peppers. One year I had a pepper plant that grew for 2 years and produced well over 200 peppers. It was amazing.
Wow. Yeah,
that's incredible. What kind was it?
You know, it was just a regular bell pepper, probably a California Wonder or one of those. And, you know, we'd harvest them and we could use them for salads. And I think we even got enough one time to stuff them. So it was kind of neat.
Well, last year I designed the butterfly garden at Dickinson Park in Orange City, and I met this wonderful, enthusiastic volunteer who is also an incredible gardener. So she's an invaluable source of information for beginners and even long-term gardeners like myself who don't have a lot of time of space or time to work in the garden. So she's going to help you take it up a level with Tower Gardens. Joining us right now is Leah Brooks. She's a mom on a quest to feed her kids. She began gardening as a way to afford fruits and vegetables for her family. Good morning, Leah. How are you this morning?
Good morning. Wonderful. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for being here. So, Leah, when you first wanted to start a garden, it's not easy for new beginners. What did you find frustrating about gardening here in Florida?
Oh, wow. You know, I grew up in Minnesota, and when you put a seed in the ground, you get a plant. That doesn't necessarily happen in Florida. And I lived in a neighborhood association. We had to have beautiful lawns, and we had a lot of rules. And I attempted to grow. I did plant some cucumbers, some tomatoes, things like that. I got a couple of things, but it was hard work. I got a lot of weeds. And as a full-time working mom with a special needs child, it was not very rewarding.
No. So how did you? I'm sorry, Tom. Go ahead.
No, I was just thinking. Yeah. So you found another way to garden, because if you put a seed in the ground in Florida, you get bugs or weeds. So what did you do?
We have a 12-month weed season here. Yes. Well, I started looking at hydroponics. I built some of my own. I created some, but I ended up at a farm in Eustis where I saw this beautiful garden called the Tower Garden. It is aeroponic. It's vertical. And there is no soil, which means there's no weeds.
That's great. So describe what a tower garden looks like, Leah.
Well, it's about 2.5 feet wide, about 5 feet tall. You can grow between 20 and 32 plants, depending on how you design it. Kind of has a sleek, white, modern look to it.
Wow. So
what's it made out of?
It's made out of a proprietary plastic that it's actually made in the U.S.
Oh, very good. Yeah.
Yeah, that is good. And so can you have a tower garden anywhere in Florida's garden zones?
Oh, absolutely. The beautiful thing about the tower garden is because it's water filled with water and it runs in a cycle, it actually creates kind of an air conditioning system inside of it. So, for example, it's July. I went outside this morning. I picked romaine lettuce. And I brought it inside to feed my tortoise. You cannot grow romaine lettuce in the ground in Florida.
Wow, that's pretty
year.
Cool.
Yeah. What's inside the gardens? I mean, we got a container, a plastic type container. So is it just water in there or what?
Yeah, there's water and then there's the mineral blend. It's an earth and sea mineral blend. It's actually developed by NASA, believe it or not, in conjunction with Tim Blank of Epcot. But so there's water in the base, and there's a small pump, and the pump pumps the water up to the top. and then it drips down over the roots of the plants. This is aeroponic, not hydroponic, and the fact the plants spend more time hanging in air than they do in water, which creates a very healthy root system. Roots need a lot of oxygen, or sandy soils are difficult to provide that.
Wow. So what kind of vegetables can you grow in a tower garden?
Well, we can grow about 150 different varieties. You cannot grow roots, and you can't grow root vegetables, and you can't grow trees. And I wouldn't bother to grow a bush like a blueberry, because you want something. I think of a tower garden as a kitchen garden. I'm going to go out there every day and pick some things off of it. The most common would be a cucumber, tomato, a couple of lettuces, kale, some strawberries, spinach, things like that.
Wow.
You have to be careful as far as how high the plants get. For instance, we have tomato plants that grow way high. We have plants that grow way small. So how selective are you?
That can be the most difficult thing for people to visualize. So when you think of a tomato plant, it comes from the ground. It grows straight up. And the tower garden is going to do the same thing, but it's going to come out vertically from the side. And then you cage it, and it grows straight up. So sky's the limit.
Wow. So how much food have you grown in a single season or a year? What kind of harvest can you expect?
We actually did a study. The Atlantic Urban Farms did a study in 2016. And they grow, like, for instance, in 6 months, they grew 25 pounds of tomatoes. They grew 90 bags of lettuce, 40 cucumbers. But the total, when you looked at Walmart prices, was $796 worth of produce. And that was on the smallest tower.
Yeah. What is the most successful vegetable?
Most successful. You know, everything is really quite successful in there. It's the same as in the ground. It's just, you know, you're getting your nutrients, you're getting your oxygen, you know. So, but I think probably the thing that we grow consistently is lettuce, like romaine lettuce or butter lettuce would be something that's just super easy and it grows fast. But I also love spinach, especially here in Florida, because I can grow spinach most of the year, where I have a really difficult time growing it in the ground.
Yeah, spinach would be great. Tony would love that. So what are the startup costs for getting a tower garden started?
You have a higher initial startup than you do with some gardens. So it's $620 for the tower garden, or you can break that up into, I think it's $54 a month for a year. And then your cost for growing monthly run about $12 to $15 for the nutrients and the little growing cubes and things like that.
That's great. Now, so you've not only grown for your family, Leah, but you've had expertise with helping other groups. Tell us a few of your experiences with those groups.
Well, that's been really, really fun for me. I have gardens in every school in Provo, Utah. I have gardens locally in my local schools. The Children's Home in Osteen, Florida, has right now, I think they're at 24 tower gardens, and they've expanded their garden. And the Volusia County Jail, I was involved in getting that started. And the inmates there are growing their own food in tower gardens and other systems, too. Really, this is probably the most rewarding part of what I do.
That's amazing. So where can listeners get information on tower gardens?
Probably the easiest way would be to email me. And my email is gardensmarter@gmail.com. That's gardensmarter@gmail. Or you can go to my website, which is my name, Leah Brooks, L-E-A-H, Brooks.towergarden.com.
Wow. And so now you provide help and assistance for that too as well. But, you know, one of the things is the watering, electricity, and everything. A new beginner can start this very easy.
Right. It's really plug and play. It was designed to be that way.
That's what I like. How about flowers, annuals, perennials, things like that? We talked about vegetables, but what about flowers?
Yeah, I grow a French marigold, calendula, nasturtium. You can grow a lot of different flowers in the tower garden. Some people will get them for butterfly gardens. You know, I work with a lot of special needs kids, and a lot of times they can't handle the dirt. They can't, you know, the sensory overload of getting into the grounds. And so we'll grow a butterfly garden with them as part of their school curriculum.
Very good. Hey, I got a text message here from Susan in Palm Harbor, and just wondering if you can move the tower garden if you move to a new home.
I've moved 3 times, moved 7 tower gardens. Not only can you move them, you can move them in a hurricane inside the garage. You can move them indoors and put grow lights on them when winter comes or summer in Florida is too hot. You don't want to be outside. They're completely portable.
Thank you, Leah, for joining us today and spreading the word. Everyone should be able to grow vegetables with tower gardens and flowers or a butterfly garden. I've seen them. They look fantastic, and I appreciate you coming on today. So thank you so much. Tom, let's go to break, and we can start answering everyone's garden questions and text messages. You can call us at 407-916-5400, or you can text us at 23680. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
This is Dr. John Newcomer with today's mental health tip. It's important to remember that you don't have to face mental health problems alone. You can start with a conversation with a friend or family member, and then contact a local behavioral health service when you're ready. There are many resources to help you protect your health and to feel better. You never have to do it on your own.
This PSA campaign is brought to you by the Florida Association of Managing Entities.
Tobacco Free Florida presents the facts about COVID-19 and smoking. 1. Because of the damage that tobacco products cause to the lungs, COVID-19 is a serious threat to those who smoke. 2. Smoking is a major cause of heart and lung disease. Patients with these diseases are at a higher risk of developing severe complications from COVID-19. And 3. Now's the time to quit. It won't be easy, but Tobacco Free Florida can help. Call us today at 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW to get started with your free nicotine replacement therapy kit.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
855-680-2173. 855-680-2173.
Paid for by US Med.
I'm going to tell you how you can get real healthcare for as little as $6 a day. Yes, now you can get affordable healthcare for you and your family immediately and save as much as 50% off your current monthly healthcare payments. Our plans are perfect for people that are self-employed, can't afford health benefits where they work, or just want to pay less for their current healthcare. And coverage is guaranteed regardless of your medical condition. We even offer some of the new Christian faith-based health benefits. Save up to 50% on your family's health care. Make a free quick call now. There are no contracts, and we give you a 10-day money-back trial period. Call Provision Enrollment right now for your risk-free, guaranteed health insurance quote starting at $6 a day.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Good morning and welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Tom, do you want to take some text messages now?
Yeah, if we can, let me give you one here. Maybe you can help out. It said, what would be a good fast-growing hedge but not real high? I have my favorite. Do you have a favorite?
A fast-growing hedge, I like anise. It's really fast-growing, but it is tall. Ligustrums work well, too, and podocarpus works really well.
Yeah, you can keep podocarpus pretty low, actually. I was thinking viburnum suspensum. We have that, and it's used in many of my communities. And that tops out at about 5 feet, somewhere around there. And also the dwarf Yaupon holly. They didn't say how high they wanted the hedge to get. But if it's not too high, then the dwarf Yaupon, you can let that get up about 3-4 feet and keep it trimmed like a boxwood. The only problem you have with that is it does get a summer disease sometimes if you keep it too tight. But outside of that, my go-to plant is viburnum suspensum. I don't know. It seems to be, work well for me.
It does. It does really well. It doesn't have a lot of disease issues. It takes full sun. It can do a little. It can grow a little bit in partial shade, but it's a great plant.
Yeah. While we're talking here, let me just thank a couple of our sponsors that have hung in there with us through this pandemic, and that's Summit Responsible Solutions. Of course, they're also helping to keep the mosquitoes down, and also Black Cow. And I'm sure there's others, but these two have been with us a long time, and I appreciate them hanging in there with us for sure.
Oh, excellent, excellent. And so we have Roy in Windermere. Good morning, Roy.
Morning, Roy. Hey, good morning, Teresa. Hello, Tom, Joni.
Hello. Yep.
I've got a question on compost. I used to be able to get county compost for free at, like, truck terminals and stuff. Is there any on the west side? The last time I checked, there's only one out there on the east side.
You know, what I heard about that was that they had so much trouble with people coming and getting it and even kind of fighting over it that they just discontinued. Now, that might be a false story, but that's what I heard.
I never ran into that. I've been to several different places, and I never ran into a problem.
Yeah, well, I haven't either. I've been to the several of them, but that was the story I got anyway. So it's still available on the east side of town at the main landfill area.
Yeah. Okay, I got one more question also.
Okay.
We're talking about herbs. When and how often through the year can you plant herb seeds?
Well, we do it year-round. Yeah, mm-hmm. Teresa?
Yeah, year-round is fine.
Yeah. What's on my list here for July for herbs, Roy, is anise, basil, bay laurel, chives, dill, ginger, lemon balm, Mexican tarragon, mint, oregano, sage, sweet marjoram, and thyme. And so you got a fair number. I don't want to tell you that it isn't a struggle going through the summer. For instance, we have chives. We have a little area right between our neighbor's house and ours, and I have a number of herbs lined up there, and they can harvest them or we can harvest them. And the chive is struggling
nice.
A little bit, but yeah, but it's still growing. And so, but things like mint, oregano's doing very well, sweet marjoram.
Rosemary will do great.
Yeah, rosemary does real well, and thyme will do fine also. So, but it can get, if it's too wet, it'll flood out and rot. So you just got to be careful. But you'd be
well sure. How about like parsley and cilantro?
Parsley is tough to grow during the summer, and it'll rot out very quickly. So cilantro is the same thing. Yeah. So they're more cool season herbs.
Okay, so they're like the fall, plant them for the fall.
Yeah, I don't want to tell you I haven't got them through the summer, but it's more of a struggle.
Yeah.
Or if you put them in containers, you know, it's a little easier to keep them a little bit drier.
Yeah, everything of mine is in containers when it comes to herbs.
Some of them I do. Some of them, like I got my parsley grows like crazy. My wife got some of this healthy spinach thing. It's taken over everything. It grows like crazy. And my, what's that? That looks like it has an onion flavor to it.
Garlic chives.
Pardon me?
Garlic chives.
No, not garlic. Chives, just chives.
Just chives, yeah.
They're almost like perennials. They just seem to keep growing.
Yeah, they can, but chives can struggle during the summertime. A lot of herbs struggle during the summertime. That's why I keep all mine in containers also.
Oh, okay. So if I put them in containers, is it better then to keep them in a shady partial sun or partial shade? Or
whatever they normally need to grow, most of them like sun, yeah.
Just okay.
Full sun. All right. Yeah. Maybe a little afternoon shade, but the full sun's best.
And keep moist. not overly.
Thank you so much, Roy.
Okay,
we have
thanks a lot, guys.
Stan in Mount Dora. Good morning, Stan.
Hello, Stan.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
How can we help you?
Well, I just wanted to ask Tom. I sent him a packet of zinnia seeds a whole long time ago. Wanted to know if you received them and tried them.
They're up and growing. I had a lot of other zinnia seeds up and growing at that time, so I planted these. They're up and growing at this time, but they have not flowered yet. I was kind of amazed. What he sent me was a bunch of flower heads, and I looked at those and I said, I don't know if they're going to germinate. So I separated them out. I kept them in the refrigerator, and when I planted them, I was amazed. I mean, we got a lot of germination out of them, and I've got plenty more to sow. So I'm looking forward to seeing what the flowers look like.
Oh, wonderful.
Well, you would know, I did tell you the story on those, didn't I?
Yes. Your dad got the seeds, and you've kept growing them ever since, which is kind of nice.
My father got a packet of seeds from a flower child in 1968 in the Milwaukee airport.
How about that? And so you've been growing them
The family's been growing them ever since. They're probably growing in half the states now.
Yeah, now wow. You've passed them on to me, and I can't wait to see what they look like. Like I said, at the time when you shipped them to me, I had tons of zinnias growing, and I wanted to save these for a special time.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Stan. That's that's wonderful.
Thank you.
Okay, I'll let you know how they do.
Tom, do we have text messages?
I do. This is an interesting one here. It says, I harvested canna lily seeds from my plants, and I've been told to pierce the hard shell to promote germination. However, I found that the process is dangerous. So can you suggest a safer method? You know, I picture this here. And I see somebody out there trying to puncture those seeds with a little knife or something and injuring themselves. But, you know, what we do for camellia seeds, for instance, they have a tough outer shell also. And it does pay to go through that outer shell so moisture and air gets into them. And what we do is we sand them. We just take a little file or sandpaper and run the seeds over that. Hold them between your finger, run them over top of it. Just be careful. I guess you could sand your finger too, but just be careful. And that way you can all you need to do is just get through the shell a little bit so the moisture and the air get to it. And once you do that, that should work out fine.
Okay. Yeah. So you don't suggest that people soak them a little bit?
I've never found that the soaking was necessary, but you could do that. You know, a lot of people say soak some of the vegetable seeds before you plant them. And, you know, I've done that, and what I end up with is a lot of rot. And so even some of the hard-to-get-to-grow vegetable seeds, if the soil is moist, it seems like they germinate and do very well.
Wonderful. That's great. We have Michael in Tampa who has a question. Good morning, Michael.
Yes, good morning. Thanks.
Hello.
About a year ago, I planted about 14 fruit trees and kiwis when we moved to the area. So the avocados are doing great. Peaches are doing great. Everything is doing great except the citrus isn't going anywhere and the mangoes aren't going anywhere. I've tried different watering levels. I've used specific fertilizers, and they're just not putting out new leaves.
Okay, here's what I look at. When I see that problem, the first thing I do is dig down around the roots. My guess is those your citrus and your mangoes are sitting in that little root ball, and they aren't growing out into the surrounding soil. So dig down and see what the roots are doing. Make sure they aren't planted too deep. Remember, the top of the root ball should be about an inch or so out of the ground, and you can put the soil up to that edge of that root ball, but not over top of it. But normally it is a root when they aren't growing like that with these tropicals like citrus and mangoes, you got a root ball problem.
That's what I was thinking, planted too deep.
Yeah, and if they aren't growing out of it and they aren't making growth at all, you don't have much of a choice except to lift them, break the root ball apart a little bit, and then replant them again. I guess you could try digging down along the side or two and scratching the root ball apart, but my thoughts are, you know, if they aren't doing anything for you, then I would go ahead and dig them up and replant them again. Yeah.
Okay. So, question: should I use the special soils that they're selling, or I've got mostly sand here? I put some extra, compost type soil in. But should I surround them with special soil? Is that going to make a difference?
No, not going to make a difference at all. And we find that plants have to grow out into the sand, especially citrus and mangoes, which have extensive root systems. The thought is, if you want to, you can improve the soil around the plant at planting time, but it's not something that I normally do. I just get them into the existing soil, keep them moist, plant them at the proper depth. Teresa, what do you think?
Okay.
That's what I Great. Think. You don't want to amend a single garden hole. You want to amend the entire bed. You want them to hold on to the
Got
moisture
it.
For the entire bed. Thank you so much, Michael.
Okay.
We have another
Thank
Michael
you.
Who's carrying on the fruit tradition here. We got Michael. I don't know what city you're in, but you've got a question on mangoes. Oh, was it the same Michael? I'm sorry, Tom. Thank you. Okay, great. Tom, text messages?
Yeah, I've got a couple of them here. Let's see. As you suggested, we planted black orchid crepe myrtles several years ago. This year are beautiful, and I want to know how ours are doing. Ours are growing fine, too. Ours was a kind of a... reddish color, deep red. And have you planted any of the deep red colored crepe myrtles, Teresa?
Yes, they are gorgeous. They don't grow too fast, but they are gorgeous when they bloom. I love the dark color, black leaf versus and with the red rocket color on top.
Yeah, I have mine in a container. That's where I keep mine. And so they tend to be smaller.
Yes.
And mine is about maybe out of the container is probably about 4 or 5 feet. That's about it.
And they grow shrub-like. They're going to have multiple, branches there. You're not going to get that really good-looking single trunk like you can with some of the traditional crepe myrtles.
Exactly. Okay, here's another one. You ready for another question?
Sure.
Okay. It says, I think we have mole crickets in our lawn. How do we get rid of them? I tell you what, why don't we take a break, and when we come back, we'll answer that one.
Thank you so much, Tom. We're going to be right back with more Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins with Tom McCubbin, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-690-5113. 888-690-5113. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-690-5113. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling. The complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day. And for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
800-948-5749. 800-948-5749. That's 800-948-5749.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Do you have a gardening question? You can call us at 407-916-5400. I want to tell Michael I'm going to post a picture of a friend's mangoes. She has some beautiful mangoes hanging from her tree. I'm going to post it on my Facebook page today. Tom, we have a question about mole crickets.
Yep, and you're going to make Michael feel bad. His mangoes are not producing at this time. But I think if he's probably going to have to list them. Yeah, we got the mole cricket question here. It says, I think we have mole crickets in our lawn. How do we get rid of them? One, you need to find out if that's what you have to start off with. And the way to do that would be to take a soapy solution and put it over top, sprinkle it over top of an area where you think you have mole crickets. The ground will feel soft if you have mole crickets, and they're out right now. And if you sprinkle that soapy solution over top and just watch, you'll see them come to the surface. If you have them, it's too late now probably to prevent them. We do have products out there that you can apply to the lawn somewhere around when the eggs are being laid, somewhere around May or something like that, and then you can go ahead and apply those. But right now you're probably looking for an insecticide called Dylox, D-Y-L-O-X, and that is available, I think, in GrubX. You'll need to read the label to make sure they haven't changed the ingredient on me. But GrubX, which is an ortho product, and there are some other independent brands that have Dylox by itself, and you can apply that, and it will give you the mole cricket control. It's too late to probably prevent them at this time, but applying the Dylox will get them, get the ones that are hatched out. They've hatched out now, and they're tunneling, they're feeding, and so they're only going to get bigger. So
I remember growing up in Winter Haven, my parents would go play tennis at night, and around the tennis courts at the night with the lighting, you would see mole crickets everywhere. And but they're kind of under control. We've got predators out there for them now, don't we?
Yeah, we do. But, you know, where they have lights, the mole cricket populations are starting to pick back up again. On a couple of athletic fields that I help oversee, the mole crickets last year went out of control. And so we've had to pre-treat for them to try to keep them under control. What we're doing is preventing the immature stages from developing. So we're catching them early with insecticides. I don't want to say they aren't strong, but they aren't as strong as some. But once they're up and growing right now, the young ones, got to go something bigger. Your family probably saw those mole crickets flying around somewhere around in March and April. That's when they're out mating. That's when the eggs will be laid, and then they hatch out in May or June, and now you got the problem. Okay, here's a good question for you. If you want to text us, by the way, it's 23680, or if you want to give us a call, right now is the time, 407-916-5400. Tom Benson will be answering your call, and then he'll get it to us, which is kind of nice. Says, good morning. What is the best natural way to get rid of aphids on my edible cranberry hibiscus plants? What do you think?
I just think spraying them with water, just giving that, you know, that's a really easy fix, real, you know, simple. Doing it a couple of times, you know, can, if it's not a big population of them.
Yeah, or insecticidal soap. I like the insecticidal soap.
That will work too.
Or the neem oil, either one of those, which is a positive.
Now, how does the cranberry, because it's in the mallow family, how does the cranberry roselle take with the chemicals? Because usually hibiscus doesn't like chemicals.
I've never had any problem with the insecticidal soaps. Okay. And you bring up a good point. If you think there might be any kind of problem with a product, spot treat an area of it. You know, you can get insecticidal soaps. I don't make up my own.
No.
You can if you want, and I know people. I had an email the other day of somebody saying, well, I make my own up with this detergent. Fine, if you want to do it yourself, you can give it a try. But the ones that you buy in a container, ready to use or whatever, are have been tested as much as possible, and they're real soaps. So you could just take one of those ready to use, spray it on a few leaves, wait a couple of days, and see what happens. But
I think I
had any trouble with it. Yeah.
Exactly. And a lot of those soaps that you can buy for the home are antibacterial, and that's not good for the soil because we've got good bacteria in the soil that it can damage.
Yeah, right. The ones you buy that are made for plants have been tested the best possible, and it may list a few plants on there that are a problem with them. But in general, I've used them many places and not had a real problem. Especially you do it during the cooler portion of the day. Don't go out there at midday in the hot sun and apply them. Yeah.
That's true, especially this time of the year. So we still have a time to take your phone calls at 407-916-5400, or you can text us at 23680. Tom, do you have a text message?
I've got a great question here. This is about a caterpillar that's affecting the snow bush, and they often call them span worms and Bernaea caterpillars, and they're a black moth with white-tipped wings, and the larvae come out, and they really feed on the snow bush. Have you seen that?
I have seen them, and you know what? It's usually where you see a lot of lights at night, so those moths can do some damage. So, you know, night lighting is not necessarily good for not having caterpillars. You're going to see the moths really chew on them.
Yeah, and if you got that problem, you can go through them, pick them off if you want, do the caterpillar stomp, or you can go through it with a natural spray, and you can use things like Thericide or Spinosad or Spinosad, one of those type of products, and get them under control.
There you go. Yeah, that sounds good. So, Tom, on the website, people can go and get your gotta do's. What are you telling people to do this time of the year?
You know, at this time of year, the lawn care is mainly mowing, and if you got yellow and green in the lawn, you can go ahead and put down the minor nutrient spray. When it comes to the garden, get the garden ready because August is around the corner. Let's take a
break. There you go. Richard in Tallahassee, we're going to wait on your phone call. We're going to come back with more of Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Why do we have to be told not to repay evil for evil? Because revenge is our gut instinct. You wrong me, I wrong you. You hurt me, I hurt you. You cause me pain, I'm done with you. But God says wait. You can't fight sin with sin. Even when it feels justified or fair to respond to evil with evil, the only winner is evil. A suggestion. Choose a different way, an honorable way. Make the choice not to retaliate or hold a grudge, but to forgive. Now, sometimes people will not want to reconcile or acknowledge the pain they have caused. If you wait for them to make amends, you might be waiting for your entire life. Yet we're called to forgive regardless of how they respond to the wrong they've done to us. This is what we see in Jesus on the cross. He teaches us to forgive others as he has forgiven us when we don't deserve it. This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
Visit rightfromtheheart.org and click television to watch our TV spots. That's rightfromtheheart.org.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-405-2561.
800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
My mom's a breast cancer survivor. The United Breast Cancer Foundation saved her life, and they need your help so they can continue saving more women's lives. Help them by donating your car. They'll provide fast, free 24-hour pickup, and you receive a charitable tax deduction. They take cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, running or not. Call 24 hours a day, 800-993-1368. Your donation could literally save women's lives. Call today, 800-993-1368. 800-993-1368.
Visit us on the World Wide Web at www.betterlawns.com. Better Lawns and Gardens with Tom McCubbin. We'll be right back.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today.
855-680-2173. 855-680-2173.
Paid for by US Med.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
We're back with Better Lawns and Gardens. Teresa Watkins here with Tom McCubbin. We have Richard in Tallahassee, and then we've got a few text messages we can fill in. So good morning, Richard.
Hey, good morning, everybody. How
Hello.
Are you?
Yeah, good morning.
Great, thank you.
I just want to say something about crepe myrtles, and I really want Jody to hear this. People in Florida, quit cutting your crepe myrtles back. Quit cutting them back. Let them grow. They're beautiful. Mine are 30 feet tall and 30 feet around. Quit cutting them back.
Yeah. There you go.
Joni's over here smiling. Yes, she agrees with you, right, Joni?
Totally.
I got one quick question, Tom. Do mine bloom before yours? I have Natchez. Do they bloom or before or afterwards? Because now my bloom's almost done.
Yeah, mine has been blooming, I guess, for about 2 or 3 weeks, but it's really blooming pretty heavy right at the moment.
Okay, because mine's I think a few weeks ahead of yours, but they look gorgeous. And please quit cutting them back. Y'all have a good weekend.
Thank you, Richard.
Take care.
Don't cut them back.
Yeah.
Don't cut them back.
That's what I there say, too. Yeah.
There you go. So, Tom, text messages. We have a few.
I've got plenty of them here. This is from Grant in Tallahassee also. It says he has a 10-foot drainage easement in our backyard. And he was wondering what kind of wildflowers you'd recommend to grow and plant along the area. He said it's not quite like a ditch, but, you know, we see along the roadside where they have these drainage easements, and it's somewhat moist. So I've got my list here. What are you thinking, Teresa?
Well, I'm thinking blue-eyed grass is a really great choice for those areas because they can take full sun. It's a member of the iris family, and it looks just like grass, and it blooms beautifully blue flowers. It's a native. But you don't want to put too many plants in that swale area. They it needs to be able to drain well.
Yep. And here's my list. I have Coreopsis, Gallardia, and annual phlox.
There you go. Those are beautiful. Those will do really well. They don't have a deep root system, and it'll drain fine, and they love that full sun. And it looks so pretty.
And they don't need a lot of fertilizer or anything like that. They seem to grow on nothing.
No, they do. They just like plain old Florida sand.
Yeah, the annual phlox is the one that amazes me. I mean, it grows in dry conditions and everything. Here's another one. Can you grow mango trees in Seminole County, Bay Pines area? I think if you got a lot of courage, you might.
Well, Tom, I'm going to post a picture. I'm going to send you a picture right after the show. You're going to be amazed at it.
Yeah, well, you can grow them. It depends on what year we're going to get the cold weather.
Yes.
And there's some near me in Seminole County, and they're fruiting right now. And they have for the last few years. They are in warm pockets. That's where
mm-hmm.
they are.
And I think also in areas where it's a little wet, and Seminole County can be a little wet, but that keeps kind of the heat in the ground a little bit.
Yeah. So if you want to have a little courage, I've seen them frozen out in bad years. I mean, the 1980s, there was 1993, I think it was, even the years 2000. There have been some pretty cold winters below freezing, and at 32 degrees, you know, they're going to freeze. And so you're starting over if it doesn't kill it out. So
you just don't buy expensive mangoes.
You know,
don't put a lot of money in them.
I grew one in the container to move it around, and I did get mangoes, and I figure every mango I produce only cost me $15. It wasn't too bad. Okay.
Funny.
Here's one here. We better hurry along. What is the best way to grow tomatoes? Full sun, partial shade. I always say full sun. They need the sun.
There you go. Thank you so much, Tom. I appreciate that. And thank you for all the text and phone calls. We're going to do it again next week.
Yeah, we've got one more text message here. Let's get
okay, super.
We got a little time left here. And this is one on diatomaceous earth. It says, is diatomaceous earth used for insects on plants? And this is comparable with other insect sprays. The thing that diatomaceous earth does, so I understand, is it messes up the cuticle in the insects and they essentially dry out. So there is some diatomaceous earth that I've seen that's labeled as an insecticide for limited use. Otherwise, I guess you can get diatomaceous earth and put it down as a home remedy. But I think it has limited use as an insecticide.
It does, and you don't want to use the pool diatomaceous earth.
Oh, powder.
Do not use that. Yeah. That's a totally different product.
Yes, it is. So have you used it for insect control?
No, I usually just use slug bait, and I don't have a real wet area, so I don't have a lot of slugs. And I will tell you, sometimes I'm just really cruel, and I see a slug and just pour salt on it. I just
there you go. Yeah,
I just don't like them in my plants.
Like I say, there is some I think that is labeled for insecticide use, but like you, don't use the pool type, and it has limited use.
There you go. Thank you so much. I want to thank Ed Thralls, Orange County Extension Agent, for stopping by and sharing his seed starting tips. And Leah for telling us about Tower Gardens, Leah Brooks.
Yes.
I'll be posting more information on that and encouraging everyone to grow your own food in a small space. That's wonderful. Joni, thank you so much. And Tom Benson, thank you. We need you for producing the show. We appreciate it so much. You still have a gardening question? Let us know on Facebook or by email. Join us next week for more Better Lawns and Gardens. This is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now with Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.